Yeah, that's I don't even I don't have anything on that stuff. You know, I mean that's I know that's popular questions right around now, but we got a tough division game. You know, team that's you know, I haven't followed their situation as far as you know all that, but I know it's an important game. You know, for them, you know, coming off a loss, it's an important game for us, and that's kind of where the focus is on this particular Sunday. I think they have it all in their arsenal. You know, I think because a couple of the guys have been there for a couple of years. Certainly with Weddle, you know, being there, you know, I think he's got enough guys kind of in each spot where he can, you know, bring up old stuff, and those guys can help, you know, communicate it. You know, so I think that helps. But it's all there, and you know, like you said, you got to kind of see. You know, what it's going to be on that particular series or that particular day. So you better be on top of it, and you better be mentally prepared for, you know, to see a lot of it. At the same time, I know you better be on top of what you're doing, because if you're unsure of what you're doing, that's where they can really, kind of expose you. So it's, you know, it makes for a, you know, challenging week as far as preparation, I think. Geez, I mean, I don't think, you need a comment from me to talk about how he's involved as a player. It speaks for itself. The talent that he's, the work ethic, I think is what's, combined with that talent is what's made him such a special player, such a productive player. His durability. I mean, last year, I think it was against us, was the first time you've ever seen him get injured, and miss any time. So he's a true, true tough guy out there. And, I mean, he's a Hall of Fame receiver, in my opinion, 5 years after he, decides to retire and, go down as one of the all-time great receivers and certainly one of the all-time great Colts. Of all time. So he was a great, great, great guy to play with, great teammate, and a heck of a wide receiver.
I think it was 49 plays last week. Have you ever had another season where you went through such a, dramatic change in your identity on offense like you are right now?
I can't necessarily, I'm sure. I mean, I've always said that every game takes on different identities, and sometimes you have a couple games in a row or two or three games in a row. So, I don't have any that, off the top of my head. I'm sure you could probably look it up and study some numbers.
But it's new to you that as long as you've been around this league and playing it.
I can't necessarily say that, Mike. I mean, what's not, what I talked about the other day is, what you're looking for is to win the game, is to win the football game. And there's different ways to win it. So I think that's been the most important thing the past 3 weeks, that we've found a way to win. And certainly you always want to improve in certain phases of your game, whatever it is. And obviously the goal would be to have everything clicking, as an offense, as a football team, especially, here late in December. And hopefully we can, we can get to that point.
And you got a couple of guys that were pretty much buried on the depth chart with Anderson and Thompson earlier in the year contributing. What does that say about the team and about those guys?
Well, it says a lot about those guys. I think that they've been ready to play the entire season. They've studied. It can be easy sometimes if you are, like you said, low on the depth chart to say, hey, I'm not going to play today or this season. I'm not going to study as hard or whatever that may be. So it's a credit. To CJ and Juwan, I assume it's two of them who are kind of jumping out to you that have been into the cerebral part of the game. We're calling all the same plays and the checks, and we're not changing it because those guys are in there. So it's a real credit to them. It's what every football player, should be, is try to be a pro as far as, studying like you're the starter. And it's a perfect example for those two guys, for any other young player but you better be ready. You never know when your number's called. And those guys have really taken advantage of the opportunity when their number's been called.